With gasoline averaging about $4 a gallon, the left is seizing every opportunity to expose the alliance between the GOP and the oil industry. The Democrats are trying to force a vote to repeal tax credits for the five largest oil companies, making Republicans go on record to favor those tax breaks for the evil oil companies. But if Democrats see the danger in subsidizing oil via tax breaks, then why aren't they attacking farm subsidies, which cause food prices to soar? Sounds more than a bit hypocritical to me. Here to discuss are my freedom fighters, Fox Business senior correspondent and my good friend Charlie Gasparino, Roosevelt Institute fellow Lynn Paramore, and Reason Magazine associate editor Peter Suderman. Charlie, to you first. What would happen if the oil depletion allowance or any of these tax breaks were taken away from oil companies with gas now $6 a gallon in Hawaii?
It does. Obviously, that's a problem, and it'd probably go up more. But, you know, you're not against cutting some of these loopholes out, generally, right?
Well, I'm against the income tax structure as it is.
Okay,
your income tax, if there even was an income tax, on a single index.
I mean, I think this is where I agree with libertarians generally. I consider myself, I guess, a fiscal conservative, but not necessarily a libertarian.
Right.
I mean, I would like to change the tax code to eliminate loopholes, including these loopholes. The problem is, they shouldn't be singled out. Why should GE get benefits for doing green jobs?
Got it. Before we beat up on Lynn, Peter, should there be any of these tax breaks for anybody? Or should the oil companies just have to bear the cost of drilling and try and make a profit from it?
We absolutely ought to be getting rid of these tax breaks, but also all of the other tax breaks. You know, Democrats want to say that they are against corporate welfare and corporate handouts, and I am all for getting rid of, you know, corporate favoritism in the tax code, but that's not what this is about. Democrats want to take the money they get from these subsidies and plow it back into a different industry that they favor, you know, green jobs, green energy, and that sort of thing. It's about picking winners and losers, just like it always is.
All right, would you agree that both sides want to do this? The Republicans have people that they want to benefit, the Democrats have people that they want to benefit, that neither side is pure here.
Well, listen, I think big oil has big friends in Congress.
Well, there's no dispute about that.
Yeah, traditionally they've been on the GOP side, but they've got friends on the Democratic side as well. And I think the real underlying issue here is that this is not a competitive market. You know, there's no competition. These companies can fix prices, and I don't think we're going to get any real break on prices until we deal with that problem.
Doesn't the Wall Street crowd benefit no matter which party is in power?
You know, actually, I think it's more competitive than you let on. Listen, oil speculators speculate on the price of oil every day.
Right.
Why do they do that? They speculate it based on the supply of out there and the demand for it. I mean, it's pretty competitive. If your president, my president, but the Democratic president of the United States, an environmentalist, wants to limit the supply of oil, we're going to be paying $6-$7 a gallon for gasoline.
Peter Suderman, isn't this just pure gotcha politics? This oil depletion allowance has been around since the era of FDR. The Democrats could have gotten rid of it any time they wanted to. They want to get rid of it now, not because gas prices are high, but because the Republicans control the House, and they want to force these people to vote on something that they believe will be politically unpopular at home. Agree or disagree?
That's absolutely right. All they're trying to do is put Republicans on the spot, get Republicans to vote against big oil, because big oil has become a political target for them.
And change the subject, you have to admit.
Right.
The subject is $6 a gallon gasoline that we're heading towards, and they want to make this into some sort of a tax.
But this is the reason they're going after the oil subsidies instead of the farm subsidies right now. There's an urgent situation, right? It's going to shake consumer confidence to get the oil prices any higher.
Yeah. Understood. I want to switch gears, guys. I appreciate your thoughts on that. A private report, jobs report today, shows that the United States added only 179,000 jobs in the private sector during the month of April. We have to say in the private sector, because you big government types then are adding jobs all the time. That's a lot lower than expected. Is this sputtering job market proof that all the stimulus money failed and left us only with debt and new jobs, Lynn Paramore?
I would argue that we just did a half-hearted stimulus. I mean, big surprise, the private sector is...
Stimulus?
That's right, the stimulus...
$3 trillion since George Bush started with the first stimulus 4 years ago.
Stimulus wasn't big enough, and we just gave tax breaks to millionaires and billionaires. That wasn't a good idea. We need a jobs program, FDR style, then we'll get the economy...
Oh, good Lord. Are you surprised that this is a jobless recovery?
The reason why we had a Great Depression lasting 10 years is because those job programs on the FDR did not work. They were failed miserably. They were essentially handouts to people and didn't keep the economy going.
33 to 37, the economy grew.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's why, still, that's why people are starving in the streets.
We're still paying the bills from it. Peter Suderman, what will it take for the government, whether it's nice people like Lynn Paramore or nasty people like Chuck Schumer, to recognize that stimulus packages don't work and they're not going to produce more private sector jobs?
I think Democrats are going to be stuck on this forever, but you've got to remember what the administration promised before they passed the stimulus package, was that without it, we would hit 9% unemployment. Well, guess what? We got the stimulus package. We're at 9% unemployment after it's fallen from above 10%.
No, they said actually, they said
8%.
They said 8% unemployment.
Right.
They said if we spent $800 billion, we would get 8%.
Right. I mean, we're at the catastrophic scenario that they said would happen if we did nothing right now, and we did something.
Do you really think the good old days was 37 to, what did you say, 35, 1935?
Height of the Depression under FDR was the good old days?
1933 to 1937, you had, you know, what everybody is trying to scare the public with, regulatory uncertainty, and the economy.
Do you realize when you go from 1 to 2, it's a 100% increase?
Do you really want to return to those days of more central planning than we have now? Do you honestly believe that central planning by the government produces more wealth than private investment?
I know that since FDR was in office, we had decades of economic growth that really came to a screeching halt.
What decades are you talking about?
So FDR
gets credit the golden
credit
age
for...
of the middle class.
So it had nothing
go
to
ahead,
do
go
with
ahead, Peter,
Reagan
I'll give,
lowering taxes.
Suderman, I'll give you,
no,
I'll give you the last
actually.
Word. Go ahead, Peter, I'll give you the last word. This is revisionist history on steroids.
I think it's crazy to say that FDR gets credit for decades of growth, you know, post his presidency. And I think the Obama administration's predictions have been self-refuting. We were supposed to be better than this, you know, after they passed the policies. We passed the policies and it ended up much worse.
All right, Lynn, 30 seconds.
The policies have not been passed. I mean, we still have not got jobs
in
programs
your view,
on the level.
We're not spending enough
we got
money.
We're
not doing
million
the
dollars
right
stimulus.
Investment. Aggregate right. demand is down,
got
and
it.
Private sector's not going to add
got
jobs.
It. Peter
until
Suderman,
we get
Lynn Paramore, Charlie Gasparino. It's a wild one. Thank you very much. Up next, the plain truth on the president's brazen indifference to the rule of law when it comes to Libya, bin Laden, and almost everything else he does.